Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on RBN with the Dankoff Report on Friday, December 30th, 2022. It is 2 p.m. Central Time, and this is our end-of-year show. So let's get started. Buckle up here, get your seatbelt on, and we will fly through this as quickly as possible. With the understanding, of course, that if anyone wants to call in today, they certainly can at the stated 512 area code number, which I will try to throw onto the show description here in a couple of minutes. I'm going to be with Dr. Kevin Barrett of Veterans Today this evening at 7 p.m. Central Time on his Truth Jihad. We're going to be majoring in two stories, my Christmas note to Alexander Dugan, and the other being my analysis as to what's going to happen with the new American Congress in the year 2023. We can suspect what's going to happen without listening to me give you the details on it, but nonetheless, if you're interested in getting a good roadmap as to where we're headed in that direction, we have some current things up in the show description, which you can read, or you can tune in to listen to Dr. Barrett and me this evening. Here's the SOS category of 2022, and by SOS, I don't mean save our ship. Eric Swessa for Catahan, the American people versus the American Congress. It's excellent analysis, a lot of quantitative and qualitative data there. That particular article will come up tonight, I'm sure, in my chat with Dr. Barrett. What is the event of 2022? Clearly, it's the Russian-Ukrainian war. We have a series of things that are up there on the big board for you in terms of the show description that we'll post with this roadmap after this show is completed and it appears in the archive. The event of 2022 is clearly the Russian-Ukrainian war, so let's give you a few samples of what's been put up for your roadmap. The Duran, Alexander Mercuris, today's post is Russia missile strikes, advance in Bakhmut, the Xi Putin global partners issue, as well as the summit that they have coming up here in a couple of months, and Syria and Turkey meet in Moscow. That is a particularly big story, folks, in terms of trying to unravel this whole relationship between Russia, Syria, and Turkey, and what it means for the wider situation in a geopolitical sense in the days and weeks and months that are ahead. So take a look at that Alexander Duran or Alexander Mercuris post for the Duran when you get a chance. It is at theduran.com. You can also find it on YouTube. You can find it in Rumble and a ton of other places as well, including Telegram. Here's one for you. Colonel Douglas McGregor took this one off of Veterans Today, the war for globalism in Ukraine. I believe there's a video with that post. You'll want to avail yourself of that at the earliest possible opportunity. Bucha, B-U-C-H-A. Do you remember that episode in the early days of the Ukrainian war? Bucha is the template for Zelensky's criminal operations in 2022 and beyond. In this particular case, of course, you may recall that Nick Griffin of the UK and I were both interviewed by Sputnik News of Russia in regard to what we thought of this so-called Bucha operation that was being penned on the Russians by the Zelensky regime. I gave Sputnik, as Nick Griffin did and one other person, a completely different take on who was involved. And so we put up my post again simply for a reference for things that have developed since early 2022 and since February 24th with the Russian invasion of Donbass. This one is Mark Dankoff, Sergei Boatsman Karotnik, and the Bucha atrocity video for American Freedom News. Now, that builds to the very next stage of things. What is the key criminal act of 2022? Everyone is going to have their own contribution here. There are a lot of things that you can argue were the most pivotal and most heinous criminal act this year. I put down the Dugina assassination, building on the earlier Bucha atrocity video. In the case of the Dugina assassination, which took place this last August 20th in Moscow, take a look at what I said about that in my piece entitled The Dugina Assassination and the Zio-Anglo-American Empire's Descent into Hell. Folks, if you want to look at a poster image of how criminal the cabal is that runs our government here in the United States, that is running governments in Israel and the EU, just to name a few. You must take a look at what I have had to say about the Dugina assassination. I'm certainly not alone in this, but I have picked this as the criminal act of 2022, building on the earlier Bucha atrocity video. And what else is Zelensky capable of? Well, now his people are attacking Russian Orthodox priests in Ukraine, and Zelensky is issuing all kinds of executive edicts to shut down the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, the historic Orthodox Church of that country, because according to proper ecclesiastical definition and law, that church is under the authority of the patriarch in Moscow. So this has brought in Zelensky. It's brought in the CIA. It's brought in the National Endowment for Democracy, quote unquote. And it's brought the Archbishop of Istanbul / Constantinople into this mess by taking a ton of money from the CIA to the tune, it is believed, of about $25 million. This gets back to something that appeared in Chronicles magazine weeks ago that you'll want to avail yourself of. And in that particular piece, we understand that Bartholomew II then began intervening in events related to the Orthodox Church in Ukraine and driving a wedge between the Orthodox Church of Ukraine and its Russian patriarch at the behest of the Western and American deep states. That's what's going on here, folks. Keep an eye on this story. But nonetheless, Zelensky is now upping the ante in terms of atrocities being committed against these churches and congregants and priests in that country. How should we understand this? Maybe Christ's references to the synagogue of Satan, to the church of Smyrna in Revelation 9 and 10, in the Apocalypse of John, and in that same Apocalypse written by John on Patmos, we can also look at what Christ says to the church of Philadelphia in that same list of churches of Asia Minor. In that particular case, you'll be looking at chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, I believe. But nonetheless, the two best churches out of the seven in the Apocalypse, in chapters 2 and 3, that list of those historic churches of Asia Minor, the two best were clearly Smyrna and Philadelphia in terms of their spiritual condition. Interesting that in both cases, Jesus Christ makes reference to the synagogue of Satan. What is it? Jesus says, those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Properly exegeted, I think, in terms of New Testament Greek, Jesus Christ is talking about those who claim to be of the physical and racial lineage of Abraham, but are not spiritually of Abraham. If they were spiritually of Abraham, Jesus says in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, they would understand who was speaking to them and addressing them. And then, in fact, Jesus Christ is the Lord of the church, which is the New Testament church of God, which is the New Testament Israel of God. And this gets into all kinds of things that both Christian Zionism and Zionism generally do not want to discuss in any kind of detail in mainstream media. Hence, when we get to this whole business of Mr. Zelensky, there are other ugly examples that we will look at toward the end of this roadmap. I've already mentioned my note to Alexander Dugin approaching Christmas time. Again, I'll be discussing that with Kevin Barrett, Dr. Kevin Barrett, tonight on his Truth Jihad program. In terms of when all of this madness began in earnest, those of you who have been with me since the early days of my own involvement in the so-called truth movement will remember 9/11 as a key episode. Dugin's Geopolitica in 2016 republished my interview with the Iranian media on Israel and 9/11. We have that for you in our current show roadmap, which you can access certainly after the show. Here is a very important piece, folks. Eric Suessa again for South Front. Why Russia, which spends 1/20th of what the United States does on its military, is militarily more successful than America? And Eric quotes from what I think is the military article of the year 2022. I didn't find this article. Alexander Mercuris of the Duran was one of the people who discovered it. and who constantly talks about it on his show when it's appropriate. So hence, I found the article that I can read it for myself. You can read it for yourself. Alex Vershinin for RUSI. That's a British think tank. And the title of that article posted for you is The Return of Industrial Warfare. It explains how a nation that is spending some $858 billion on national defense is incapable of prevailing with its surrogate in Ukraine. This article explains that in detail for those of you, including me, who are lay people when it comes to military matters, but who do read and who look for intelligent sources and intelligent articles to explain to us what's going on. This one, I believe, is the article of the year in 2022 in military matters, especially as it pertains to Russia and Ukraine. Alex Vershinin for RUSI, Royal United Services Institute of London. It's entitled The Return of Industrial Warfare. Mike Whitney has posted terrific articles time and again on the situation with Russia and Ukraine. I've put up the two most recent that are there for you at UNCE. One is entitled Tucker, quote unquote, gets it. Putin doesn't want American missiles on his border. And the other one of Mike Whitney's that I posted in today's roadmap is why Putin's winter offensive will prompt U.S. entry into the war. This is one area where I hope Mike Whitney is dead wrong, but I'm afraid he probably isn't. That particular article will give you some disquiet as we approach New Year's Eve and ultimately the new year. Philip Giraldi, once again, has to be featured at UNCE. Lock up the White House silverware. Volodymyr Zelensky is in town. Yes, he certainly has just left town, and he's left town with another $44 billion of your money and mine. For what purpose? To prolong a war he can't possibly win? To prolong death and destruction in a situation that he and Biden and the EU are largely responsible for? And in order to continue the big-time payoffs to all of these armaments dealers and central bankers? That's what this guy is all about. That's what this most nauseating appearance before a joint session of the United States Congress was all about. And I must editorialize and tell all of you who listen to me regularly on RBN that even when Benjamin Netanyahu received a standing ovation from a joint session of the American Congress, I did not have half of the nausea, half of the foreboding, half of the sense of outrage that I had in watching Zelensky's pitiful drag queen appearance before the United States Congress, a joint session. And of course, Nancy Pelosi was there to have a big photo op with him in front of the cameras. You know, it's interesting today. We've been hearing all these things on the radio about the House Ways and Means Committee releasing Trump's tax returns. Nobody seems to want to investigate Nancy Pelosi, in spite of the fact that since she's been in the Congress, her stock portfolio and that of her husband's has increased in value by the tune of $120 or $140 million. Whether it's the $120 million or the $140 million, nonetheless, do you think that she was able and she and her husband were able to achieve that kind of a growth in her portfolio without inside information? Just ask yourself that question. I think you'll come to your own conclusion. Tribal Spins, The Times of Israel. I want to focus on this one a little bit today. Attacks on U.S. power stations spark fears of neo-Nazi campaign to ignite the conflict. Now, folks, you're all aware of this recent criminal activity that targeted power stations in North Carolina several weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago. And I'm trying to remember the number of people that were temporarily without power. Could have been as many as 40,000. Now, of course, in more recent times, in Tacoma, Washington, where I was ordained, by the way, a Lutheran pastor there many, many years ago, in Tacoma, Washington, there was yet another attack on these power stations, the power substations, that caused about 14,000 people to lose power just in Tacoma alone. The Times of Israel is taking the position, according to the statements of these usually unnamed and unnamed sources here within the American deep state, that this is all the apparent work of neo-Nazis and white supremacists. We never learn who these people are who make these statements. We learn something about the department that they work for. In this case, the one that the Times of Israel quotes the most are the sources allegedly from the Department of Homeland Security. Folks, take that with a grain of salt, please. Do you remember, as I've said before on this show, in 2008, when Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party was running on that party's ticket as that party's presidential standard bearer that year? Does anyone remember the Mayak incident, the Missouri Information Action Center incident that involved this fusion center in the state of Missouri that was operating as a database for state law enforcement in Missouri, that was operating as a database for federal law enforcement in Missouri, that was in interaction with all these other fusion centers around the country, and last but not least, where this state of Missouri fusion center, in conjunction with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, was using as a chief expert in this area of trying to predict profiles of domestic terrorists, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. I'll leave it to you to imagine the bias involved in that briefly appeared in print. According to the ADL and according to this MIAC report of the state of Missouri's fusion center that year, in conjunction with these federal law enforcement agencies, the terrorist profile that most concerns the American government and its relevant domestic and international security agencies is comprised of white men, young middle age and beyond, who are pro-life, who oppose in principle the idea of gay marriage. These are people who lawfully own firearms. These are people who attend church, the church of their choice, across the spectrum of mainstream but conservative churches in the United States. These are people who, and I'm quoting from the report from memory, who tend to vote for extremist political candidates like Pat Buchanan, like Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party, right? Ron Paul, our beloved longtime congressman from Texas, and the biggest international spokesman for the paleo-libertarian movement within the Republican Party. According to the MIAC, the Missouri Information Action Center report of 2008, if you're white, you go to church, you profess Christianity, you oppose the New World Order, you own a gun lawfully, and you'd vote for Buchanan or Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin, you must be a potential terrorist. We'll be back with some more of the Roadmap. This is Mark Gankoff coming to you live on RBN Live on the 30th of December with our end of the year show. Stay tuned.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house, or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
We are back on the Republic Broadcasting Network live on this December 30th, 2022, end of year show with the Dankoff Report coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. By the way, to put in a plug for two guys with this network, I worked with one, I've worked with two. They work particularly well as one and two, and that's Patrick Slattery and Jeremy of Kentucky. I have not yet to listen to one of their shows. I try and stay in touch with both of them, but in this particular case, give that show your ongoing attention to the extent that you can, even if you can't listen live. Certainly catch up with those guys in the archives, and I plan in the new year to start doing that with more faithfulness. Let me mention just two other things, and I'll take a caller. I think we got one up. David is up, and I'll certainly be quite glad to take that call. Dr. Alan Sobroski for the UNS Review has a fascinating essay entitled Unsettled History, the Useful Abuse of the Holocaust, quote unquote, and then the Synagogue of Satan in 2022. Take a look at a YouTube video. We posted it for you in the roadmap that'll be up on the big board, and it's entitled Zelensky Announces a Ban on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. What's next? Now, folks, this is a guy who is banning the legitimate Orthodox Church of that country. Here is a Jewish drag queen comedian. That's what he is, historically. He is intervening in the Orthodox Church in an Orthodox country and has announced a ban on that Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which goes well beyond the attempts of the CIA and the National Endowment for Democracy to begin destroying the relationship of that church body with the Russian Patriarch Kirill to the tune of giving Bartholomew II of Istanbul $25 million or so. In this particular case, this is the next step in what one could argue or accuse Zelensky of, and that is being a representative of the Synagogue of Satan in 2022, by announcing such a ban, at the same time that he has banned political opponents, that he has banned domestic media organizations in that country that are telling people things he doesn't like, most of which are true. And then, of course, when we ask ourselves, again, the original question at the top of the hour, what kind of a regime do we have in Kiev, a regime that clearly the United States CIA and the British MI6 and the European Union and NATO all had a hand in installing after the legitimately elected government of that country was overthrown, a Again, this is in February 2014. What do we have now? Well, we have a regime that gave us the falsified spin on this fake Buka atrocity video in the first part of this war. This is the same government that commissioned the brutal assassination of the daughter of Alexander Dugin, Daria Dugina, on August 20th in Moscow itself. And this is the same regime that is now banning the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, that is opening the door for acts of violence against the clergy of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church and against congregants of these parishes in that country. And this is a guy, of course, that just walked away with another $44 billion from the United States Congress, another $44 billion. So he has received approximately $110 billion in less than a year from the cabal that is running your government and mine, that is stealing all of us blind in the interest of what? What Colonel McGregor has already told us is globalism. I would add to that Zionism and the New World Order. I don't know whether Colonel McGregor would use those additional terms or not, but I'll certainly use them, and I think it is entirely fair that that's what it is. We have a caller, I believe, still on the line. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Pastor Dankoff. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm calling from the Lexington, Massachusetts battle green, where the Patriots faced off with the Brits. Hey, Pastor Dankoff, can you imagine if President Putin was protecting Orthodox Judaism instead of Orthodox Christianity? May I suggest to you in the audience, if President Putin was protecting Orthodox Judaism from Zelensky's onslaught, hostilities would end today. Hostilities would end today if he was protecting Orthodox Jews. But because President Putin is protecting Orthodox Christians, he's targeted for extermination along with the Orthodox Church. It's a great church, and I'm inclined to believe they have the doctrine that the apostolic succession didn't go through Peter to Rome, but the apostolic succession, I think you know this. I know you well versed in this stuff, Pastor Dankoff. But the apostolic succession went through Andrew up to into the Eastern Orthodox Church.
I think what you're carefully identifying here is the fact that there is a religious dimension to this war that has implications for every American, as well as for every Ukrainian and every Russian. And the cabal that is running our own government is running Zelensky and is trying to destroy all of us. To the Republic
Broadcasting Network. Absolutely. You know Jordan Maxwell, Pastor Dankoff. Remember Jordan Maxwell? He was a past master of how the great Satan just uses words to make a monkey out of the sons of Adam. But I find it very interesting, even this Crimea. Now, the whole base of the word is crime. Crimea. It's a crime what the Anglo-British Empire has done to the Russian people of Crimea. It's a crime. Okay? I'm a big fan of Leo Tolstoy. I've read all of Leo Tolstoy's works, and Dostoevsky's, and Turgenev's, and Nikolai Gogol, and all of the British authors, the Russian authors. And Leo Tolstoy he fought in the Crimean War when the Brits were killing the Russians. He wrote the sketches of Sevastopol. He was in the Sevastopol siege. He was commissioned as a lieutenant because he was Count Tolstoy. He was royalty, so he was commissioned as a lieutenant. And this inspired him in his writings, War and Peace, and he wrote the sketches of Sevastopol. But it's a crime. It's a crime with those bloody Brits, this Anglo-American. I get on a rant, Pastor Dankoff, but I'm hearing the battle green at Lexington Center. And the way I put it, the way I perceive the situation, and I've said this in the past on RBN, I put it out over the year, the original Patriots in 1775, April 19th of 1775 on the Battle Road, and I'm a graduate of Arlington, Massachusetts High School. That was right on the Battle Road. It was back in the Revolutionary days, it was called Monotony. The original Patriots that founded America, they were up against Great Britain and the United Kingdom, okay? The past Patriots, the Patriots of yore, were up against Great Britain and the United Kingdom. But us modern-day Patriots, we're up against Great Satan, not Great Britain, Great Satan and the United Nations, okay? The original Patriots, it was Great Britain and the United Kingdom. But now we're up a titanic struggle with Great Satan and the United Nations. And, no, it's sickening, Pastor Dan. I loved Jordan Maxwell. He used to show, I learned from him. Like say this, I'm just jumping a little bit here, but now when Trump was president, he was having a love fest with Kim Jong-un, okay? Well, think of Kim Jong-un as Kim Jong-un. It's not by accident that Kim Jong-un, his last name is Un. Trump was fully aware of that. He was playing games with this love fest with Kim Jong-un. It was all a sick game, you know? And I'm telling you, man, there's so many with words. I used to love Jordan Maxwell, because I learned from him how to look at view words and everything, Pastor Dan. But another one I remember when they were having the brutal lockdown and crackdown in Australia. Then they had a brutal, ruthless crackdown in Austria. And because I learned from Jordan Maxwell, I realized that Austria is hidden right in the word Australia. Right within Australia is the word Austria. So see, this great Satan, he puts it right in our face. If the scales will fall from our eyes, he makes a monkey out of the sons of Adam. Just like calling Crimea crime. You know, the Russians don't call it Crimea. The Russians call it Krem. K-R-E-M, Krem. It's only these bloody Brits, this wicked, evil Anglo-American evil empire that calls it Crimea. Yeah, you're damn right it's a crime. It's a crime what you've done to these wonderful Russian people. And I'm 100% for Russia. I'm 100% for Putin. I'm 100% for Patriarch Kirill. And the last thing I'll say, Pastor Dan Croft, because I know you don't have too much time, 1 hour a week, and there's other callers, but President Putin, he knows just like I know that this nonsense that Ronald Reagan, Red Ronnie from Hollywood, and the Polack Pope, Pope John Paul II, they call him Pope John Paul, the Saint John Paul the Great now, this business that he's up in heaven, which I don't believe. But this baloney that these stupid Americans who believe that Red Ronnie and Pope John Paul II, they collapsed the Soviet Union. It's because of Reagan and Pope John Paul that led to the demise of communism in the Soviet Union. Well, President Putin knows that that's not true. The reason President Putin has this undying admiration for the Russian Orthodox Christians, because he knows the whole history and he knows how faithful those Russian Orthodox Christians were. Men like Alexander Solzhenitsyn and everything. It was men like that that led to the demise of communism. It was the great Russian Orthodox Christian faith that led to the demise of communism. It wasn't Red Ronnie and that great Roman whore that led to the demise of that staged event when Red Ronnie was saying, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." That was so phony, that staged event. And then, of course, we're to believe that Mr. Gorbachev, Mikhail Gorbachev, promptly obeyed Red Ronnie.
And hey, thanks for the call. Thank you so much for calling. I'm going to take a call from Canada in just a second if they're still on the line. Let me whip through a couple more stories quickly. I have a segment right at the end of the show I want to make sure I get through as well. But let me cover just a couple more things. Thank you for the call from Massachusetts. I'll take one from Canada if they're still on in just a second. I wanted to get to the rest of the roadmap here. Russia and Iran. Press TV, Iran and Russia fast-track new quarter beyond the West's intervention. Russia to provide Iran with dozens of Sukhoi Su-35 fighter jets in the near future. Geopolitica, you can find there Andrew Koryabiko's The Military Dimension of the Russian-Iranian Strategic Relationship Stabilizes West Asia. Then we turn to David Stockman for antiwar.com, where the war party needed to demonize Iran. Here's one, folks, from today, AP News. Iran replaces central bank governor amid currency crash. That's an interesting story, isn't it, with everything else that's been going on in that country in recent times. We're now dealing with central bank woes and a so-called currency crash in Iran. Watch that one closely in the days and weeks ahead. Political truth of the year 2022, Chris Hedges for Zero Hedge. The Democrats are now the war party. The police state story of 2022 is from South Front. The Twitter files, how Twitter rigged the COVID debate. We might go on to say how they rigged everything else. Matt Taibbi for American Freedom News says that the Twitter files thread is now out in its entirety. He entitles his post on this, "The Spies Who Love Twitter, from the FBI to the DNI, to the DNI to the OGA, the full thread on Twitter and its intelligence partners." Then here's one for you, folks. The Daily Mail. This is an exclusive from the British Daily Mail. The family of Bill Clinton advisor, who admitted Jeffrey Epstein into the White House seven times, has blocked release of files detailing the death scene after he was found hanging from a tree with a shotgun blast at a ranch 30 miles from his home. That shotgun blast was in the chest. That particular death was ruled a suicide. Okay, folks, crimes not to be forgotten in 2022 or ever. Blow back yet future? South Front, Qasem Soleimani, martyr of the Iranian Revolution. Then there's my piece from January of 2020 for Tasnim News of Iran entitled "General Soleimani's Assassination is an Extrajudicial War Crime." Take a look at that one just because of the fact that it continues to resonate in the international community. Larry Johnson asks, why was the FBI counterintelligence involved with the Seth Rich case? We might imagine why they were involved. Larry Johnson is an ex-CIA agent who is a terrific analyst of the Russian-Ukrainian war. And, of course, you can find his website through my news links on my page. Larry's site is entitled Son of the American Revolution. Larry's got another one out there, Samuel Bankman-Fried, or Bankman-Fried may have started the demolition of the deep state. Take a look at what Larry Johnson has to say there. Here's the sleeper event of 2022, in my judgment. I'm asking you to remember this for 2023. There was a meeting of CIS heads of state that was held in St. Petersburg on December 26th and 27th. That's the Commonwealth of Independent States. It includes Russia, of course. This comes to us from Geopolitica. It's entitled "The Catahan Think Tank," or actually it was the Catahan Think Tank that produced the article for Geopolitica. The actual title of the article is "The CIS Summit and the Geopolitics of Responsible Power." That was an incredible meeting, largely gone unreported in Western mainstream media. But a lot of things are lining up, folks, as a result of this Russian-Ukrainian war and the absolute stupidity of these Zionist and neoconservative foreign policy cabals throughout the Western governments, especially the United States government and the British government, who now have us in the mess that we're in that we may not be able to extricate ourselves from. Only God knows. We got another caller. Joe, you on the line? Are you there?
I'm sorry. Are you talking to me?
Yes.
It's actually Layla.
Oh, Layla, you're up there in Canada. Okay. There's a third caller then. Go ahead, Layla. You're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, you must be aware of how far back the Jewish international organizations go.
Yes.
With clearly, as far back as the 1860s when they had the International Israelite Alliance, which is what made the white Russians, the ministers for the Tsar, very concerned and urging them to be loyal to Russia. And
yes.
Then there's the, you must be aware of the Jewish Colonization Association that was founded by Baron de Hirsch in 1891. And the other names associated with that are, let's see, Lord Rothschild, Sir Julian Goldsmith, and E. Castle and F. Mercada and Benjamin S. Cohen of London, and Goldschmidt and Solomon Reinach of Paris. And then remember the Baron Rothschild in France, who was the first to start establishing colonies in Palestine. But this, in preparation for the invasion that they knew they would do in the 1900s, but this Jewish Colonization Association was finding Jews and planting them as, I think, social, political, and military garrisons rather than simply colonies. I mean, how are they colonizing other parts of the world when they're not a nation, when they were already an empire in their minds? So they were sending people to South America, the U.S., Canada, all around the world, and they were financing them and setting them up. This goes back to the 1890s.
Well, I think that's an important point, especially because it underscores that contrary to legend, the mainstream media legend is that the Zionist state of Israel formulated solely in the wake of what happened in Europe in World War II. Your data is clearly correct, and it underscores that there were earlier forces at work, much earlier forces at work, in making this whole thing transpire. And so
this is also the time when they were founding the Zionist organization, all in the 1890s. They were beginning their plans. Now, as for the meeting that you mentioned with Erdogan of Turkey and Putin in Moscow, who else did you say was part of that? Oh, Iran. Iran, of course, they have a deep interest because the Zionists are interested in destroying Christianity as well as Islam. The thing that bothered me was the Chaldean priests of Babylon, of today I guess it would be called Baghdad or near Baghdad, believed that it was Muslims who were cutting off the heads of the priests. I believe it was Arab Jews who had instigated ISIS and ISIL, as well, you know, they created Hamas the PLO, Fatah, and they succeeded in doing that. But Hamas ended up becoming even more virulent stronger in resistance than the PLO ever was, because they were lightening up. Now, the PLO, a lot of their arms were a lot of their chapters were trained in Moscow during the Soviet regime. But the reason I have a particular interest in this is that I am Greek Orthodox, and it was the Greek Orthodox of Byzantium that established the Orthodox Church in Ukraine and then in Russia. And so this is why this treachery of the who is it that you said received money from the CIA to
Bartholomew II, the so-called Orthodox Patriarch of Istanbul / Constantinople.
That's disgraceful. The Patriarch used to be founded in Damascus, in Aram Damascus, where the Arameans had their primary kingdom. In fact, my grandfather attended the 300th anniversary of the Romanov dynasty, and that was where he met the patriarch in Damascus. But this destruction of the Orthodox Church, if you look at the architecture, you can see that it was clearly inspired by the architects of Byzantium. This is what made in previous centuries, both Kiev and Moscow, two of the most beautiful cities that all of Europe admired because of the beauty of its churches, the architecture of its churches, but also of even its federal buildings. I guess we're going into a break. I thought I heard music. No. Anyway, it's very tragic. And the other thing that needs to be noted is that Netanyahu met with Zelensky many times in 2019, very smugly, and there were videos on YouTube that I can't find now, where they were talking about how they were going to work together for their mutual interest. And now Netanyahu has been brought back as the PM of Israel. That,
yeah,
to me, is another great ominous sign of the year 2020 going into 2023.
Layla, I absolutely agree with you. You've made some excellent comments, by the way, largely because of what you reminded me of. There are two additional articles that I'm going to make sure make it into our show roadmap that'll be available after this show posts with RBN. One is from Jim Jotras of Chronicles magazine. In 2020 or in 2019, Jim Jotras, who is an Orthodox Christian, he was also a longtime employee of the State Department, among many other things. It is in that article that Jotras posted on the State Department and what the State Department was doing or is doing in Ukraine, that some of this sordid business of Bartholomew II of Istanbul, I believe, comes into play in that article. The other thing that underscores your earlier point, Layla, your earlier excellent point, and that is when you start looking at far earlier forces that were involved in the creation of the modern Zionist state of Israel than the forces that were involved in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, we come back to an article, of an excellent journal article that is available in PDF form online. It was written by a guy named Jonathan Moorhead. I no longer remember where Jonathan teaches, but this was a journal article for the Journal of the Evangelical Theological Society, or JETS, and it talks about William E. Blackstone of Chicago as the so-called father of Christian Zionism. This is a fascinating and pivotal historical piece, and I'll make sure I get it into this show roadmap, so if you get into that later, you can read those things.
Where can I find that? Where can I find that? Because Christian Zionism, to me, is one of the greatest abominations I can think of. And those people who are Christian Zionists may as well be driving the nail into the cross. I mean,
well, that's right. It's not only a false racial gospel, as I think Jesus underscores in John chapter 8. But you're making some very critical connections in regard to Zelensky and Netanyahu. And the fact is, Dr. William or Dr. Philip Giraldi talks about in his latest article on Zelensky for the UNS Review, it is a very powerful, well-heeled, so-called Jewish lobby, Dr. Giraldi's term here, that includes the Christian Zionist element that is largely behind Zelensky and this war in Ukraine that has been ignited for purposes that become increasingly clear involve the religious and moral agenda of globalism, global homo, and the New World Order. And when one understands this, as you obviously do, then it's not simply a question of Zelensky and Netanyahu, but as you quite clearly lay this out, this goes back to many political forces in the 18th century. And, of course, it also goes back into the fundamental character of first century Zionism that is articulated in the New Testament. And it's not an exaggeration to say that Barabbas, the Zionist zealot of that period, is a poster boy for the opposition of Zionism to Christianity and to Jesus Christ. I'll be back with a number of things I want to get to before the end of the show, so I may not be able to take another caller. But you're listening to the Dan Koff Report on December 30th, live on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We're back. You're listening to the Dankoff Report live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This end of the year show on this December 30th. As I mentioned tonight, I'm working with my old friend, Dr. Kevin Barrett of Veterans Today. I'm going to be on his Truth Jihad radio show, and we're going to be zeroing in on a letter that I wrote to Alexander Dugin at Christmas time, as well as my analysis of what's going to be going on with the new Congress, presumably little of it good. Let me get to two things in the 5 minutes or so that remain. Here is one that is absolutely critical, folks. You can participate in a contest. You get to vote by either sending your vote to RBN or sending it to me through RBN or however you want to do it. But you may be cognizant of the fact that the Financial Times picked Volodymyr Zelensky as their man of the year or person of the year, however they termed that. There are also awards that have been given to Mr. Zelensky this year by several of the major Jewish media organizations as the most influential Jew of the year. I chose to make this a contest for Jew of the Decade. Who would you pick as the Jew of the decade? Maybe there's somebody I've forgotten. I pick seven people that you can vote for on your ballot as Jew of the Decade. Okay, you get to vote for one of seven. Samuel Bankman-Fried of FTX Crypto, number one. Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL, number two. We have mentioned Volodymyr Zelensky, number three. Benjamin Netanyahu, number four. The tag team of Epstein and Maxwell, number five. Harvey Weinstein, six. And last but not least, Ed the Butt Buck West Hollywood was Ed's particular abode before he went to prison finally. He was a major fundraiser for Hillary Clinton and for the Democratic National Committee. Ed was a homosexual who had, unfortunately, a proclivity to shoot up black male homosexual prostitutes in Ed's house with massive doses of methamphetamine that ended up killing them. So finally, Ed was translated into prison, but we had to have him on this ballot. He is number 7 out of 7 that you can choose from. Let me know what you think. We did choose an idiot of the week. He's not necessarily idiot of the year, but he's at least idiot of the week this week and this holiday week. Christians for Truth has a story entitled U.S. Ambassador to Israel. Zionism is the foundational principle upon which America was created. That's the title of the article, folks. Your U.S. Ambassador to Israel, we nominate and elect as idiot of the week. Not necessarily of the year, the decade, but of the week. Last but not least, with 3 minutes to go, seriously, folks, I'd like to remember departed warriors in our movement. I've listed some people that many of you either knew or followed. Some of you aren't yet old enough to know some of these people, but you need to get to know them. And so I have listed them as people that you need to be familiar with. Houston Mullins, Michael Collins Piper, Pastor Dale Crowley, Stephen Mitford Goodson, Pastor Herman Otten of the Lutheran Christian News, Dr. Friedrich Tobin, Dr. Adrian Krieg, and our own late John Stattmuller of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Take a look at different things I posted on these guys that will be in your show roadmap, and I will see you next week, and I may see you tonight on Truth Jihad with Dr. Kevin Barrett. Have a good 2022, what's left of it. Have a great beginning to 2023, and may God bless all of you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.